for the late start, but we had a retirement reception in the cafeteria, so we were congratulating those of our staff who are retiring this year. Not to celebrate tonight, so we're 7 minutes late, and I do apologize for that. So at this time, I'd like to officially call the May 22nd regular board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Lozinski.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Fanukin.
Here.
Stoll.
Here.
Winter.
Here.
At this time, I'd like the board to stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And this is not on the agenda, but I'd like to take a moment of silence for our neighbors in Midview for the terrible tragedy that they suffered this past weekend. Thank you. And I'd like to welcome all of you again. It's good to see so many friendly faces here. At this time, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft.
Yes.
Fanukin.
Yes.
I apologize, it was Winter, her second?
Yes.
Winter.
Yes.
Fanukin.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
And Stoll.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, at this time we have a hearing of the public. Anything that is an item on the agenda, and if you have anything you wish to say, please come forward and state your name and address. No one wants to talk tonight. Okay. The board members have reviewed and read previous minutes of the April 10th board meeting and the April 24th board meeting. So at this time, I'd like to ask if there are any additions or corrections. Nope. Okay, those in favor of approving, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now the fun part of the evening, the awards and recognitions. And we have a very special educator recognition, and Mr. Goddard.
I believe that's working. I might have to get a little.
I'll just do it right here.
Okay, thank you. Come on over here, Mrs. Mavis. Watch the court. So, as I was saying, we have an Excellence in Education Award. And in our certified service, which would be our teaching staff, we had a bunch of nominees. So what we did is we sent out to the entire staff for people to nominate their colleagues. And we ended up with two fantastic award winners. Both are here this evening. And I'll read a little bit about each and one of them. Mrs. Mavis was recognized by her peers. She's a second grade teacher at Hilliard Elementary. When she's described by her, some comments about her, from her colleagues, they described her as a passionate educator who's driven and focused on implementing new and innovative strategies to keep her students engaged. She never gives up. Even as obstacles are encountered, in regards to her students, Mrs. Mavis has a way of making every child know that they are special and that she truly cares for them. So So I'd like to take a moment to congratulate Mrs. Mavis as one of the recipients of our... I also have Mrs. Hun Piazza. Mrs. Piazza is a fourth grade teacher at Holly Lane Elementary. Some comments in her submission from her colleagues: Mrs. Piazza is an innovator. She is always looking for new and better ways to educate her students. She's collaborative with her colleagues and is a leader in fourth grade. Mrs. Piazza fosters a deep relationship with her students, supporting both their academic and social needs. She takes the time to get to know her students and can use their individual strengths and interests to reach their individual needs. Will you help me in congratulating Mrs. Piazza for her award? Is Mrs. Grillo here? Mrs. Grillo, for this, actually requested a few minutes to speak. Actually, she's hating this right now, so, which makes it even more fun. No, Mrs. Grillo is the recipient of our Excellent in Classified Service Award, nominated by her colleagues and peers. Comments that her colleagues have shared: Mrs. Grillo is extremely professional, diligent, organized, and kind. She is consistently multitasking and doing it with a smile. She is the first person who new families to LBMS will meet. Mrs. Grillo is a great first impression to the middle school. Students, parents, and even people from other school districts who communicate with Mrs. Grillo comment about their positive interactions with her. Thank you to Mrs. Grillo for all you do for the Westlake Schools. Congratulations. We have one other award that I would like to give, and it's to one of our board members, and I'd like to introduce Mr. Terry Groden, who is a board member from North Homestead City Schools.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. I am the vice president for the North Homestead Board of Education. But this year, I'm also the president of OSBA's Northeast Region, and it's in that capacity that I'm here this evening. Being a board member, I fully realize the effort, the sacrifice, the time that you all put in, and by the way, congratulations to you teachers and classified staff too. It couldn't happen without you. But I'm here tonight to recognize a board member, and I really enjoy doing this. A lot of times the regional manager, Reno, will do this, but I said, nope, in my neck of the woods, I'm gonna do this so I can get out and personally thank board members who are going to receive a special recognition. Every January is the month that we recognize all board members, but the Ohio School Boards Association likes to take a minute to recognize certain board members who have reached a milestone. And that's why I'm here this evening. And I'd like to just go ahead and read what I have. This is a recognition for continued dedication and commitment to public education as a school board member for 10 consecutive years. And this recognition goes to Carol Winter.
Thank you. just said we're not going to let you. Yes, you can.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm very honored to be serving the Westlake City Schools and to have served. And I really want to thank the community for that opportunity because I've learned so much serving as a board member for all of you. But I really want to go back to the folks we've recognized tonight, Stephanie, Hun, and Nicole. We couldn't do what we do in Westlake without the excellence shown by these folks. So I want to thank you for everything that you've done for us.
Oh, I'm sad.
That's it.
Did you all hear that? That was good enough, right?
That was good enough. People in the front heard that anyway. Good.
Okay, at this time, another fun part of the evening, we have our student presentations and displays. First up, Leah Burke will introduce students from Bassett Elementary. Dana Ashkar and several other students from Ms. Burke's fourth grade class will be presenting about their research and experiences in their exhibition unit, where they have studied collaboration in the ultimate classroom can change how kids problem solve, interact, and learn. Dana will share types of furniture she believes belongs in an ultimate classroom and perhaps in our new school. So, Ms. Burke.
So, thank you for letting us come. I'm going to let my students take it away because it's them who have designed the presentations. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Lisa Sparrow and Kevin Teeks to talk a little bit about our experience overall, and then Donna will proceed after that.
The laboratory on the board has what we felt the ultimate classroom should have and the sticky notes that I think we wondered about.
Shouldn't
the
clever switch be a
central idea?
Collaboration in the ultimate classroom can change how kids problem solve and care.
I don't really know that they would inquire much about types of learning technology, organizational space, and how kids learn best.
Over these next months, they had many mentors, including Mrs. Winter, Kia, Mrs. Water, Mrs. Pinnell, parents, college students, and teachers who guided them through their journey.
The mentors helped us with research, entering our papers and our actions. Soon as we started researching about the ultimate test, they researched some books and I
got and you hit the button. No, I think it's the connection.
It's time to upgrade our equipment. Internet and videos.
People work by themselves in groups and at tables just in case they needed help. Sometimes people even use two devices to visit sources and the notes at the same time. A Miss Scholes and Miss Bird wrote a grant to the Friends office. They did not write back until recently. They won a grant to give Friends Ultras.
Miss Bird and the parents of the students who wrote the grant kept it a secret until the day they came. We were so surprised. Everyone was happy and cheered. Miss Burke held a contest about resources in a classroom. Noah, Kevin, and Lorenzo won.
We won placements and pipe rules. My group wrote over a page of evidence proving why we should have these tools. Then some speakers came in to talk to this classroom about the Alzheimer's. The people were Mrs. Irwin, Mr. Gardner, Mr. Blackford from High School Architecture, Sherwin Williams employees, Mr. Blackford, and people from Highland, and the library.
Mrs. Irwin taught us about William Stiles. Mr. Gardner told us about the new school. Mr. Blackford told us about the school design. The Sherwin Williams employees told us about color. Mr. Zebrai told us about researching in tech. The Highland employees told us about their company and designing fun places to work. And the volunteers from the library told us about designing environments. Then the Sunday classroom had some Google Hangouts with school designers Christian Long, Maya Lukin, a teacher in Thailand, and Sandra Tao, a teacher in Canada and asked her at presentations.
From Christian, we learned that there is no such thing as a perfect project. After that, they wrote research papers reflecting on the research in the ultimate classroom.
We would now like to present the board with this book of our research about the ultimate classroom in London. Next, we started the action plans for the ultimate classroom.
On the left, Anna and Carson are teaching about fitness. On the right, Tanner and Luke are teaching about bringing in your own device.
Some action plans they did were teaching first graders how to use Chromebooks, presenting to the Board of Education and presenting to other classrooms.
Following this presentation, you will get to hear from Donna Oscar about furniture. Then the classroom took some field trips to see what other classrooms look like and learned about other types of furniture.
See how they're doing ends by coming to their exhibition. Join us at Bass Elementary on June 1st, 2017 from 12:30 to 2 o'clock.
Is it okay if I say anything?
Yes.
Would you like to talk?
Yeah,
I think Donna's going to go right now. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, gentlemen. You did a really nice job. I know how hard you worked on that. And what a great overview for everybody else who really doesn't know what IB or International Baccalaureate Exhibition is all about. This is a capstone project that our kids are working on at a very high level. So, gentlemen, nice job. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm from Ms. Burke's class, and
on what the ultimate classroom might look like. So my exhibition interest is in what we try to design. So you're probably wondering why I'm here. Well, I'm here because, as you know, there's a new school that we built in 2020, and I'm here to show what the ultimate classroom might look like and give you some suggestions on the furniture for the new school. So in the special activities sections, I have some suggestions for the extended learning area. It's my favorite part of the school because you can play, learn, work, and even have a sport. So I have all the blocks and the cafeterias with this on. So another section of furniture are some organizers. And every classroom needs organizers because if they don't, then the classroom will be really messy. So there's many different types of tables and desks. As you can see, we have a desk that was suggested by my 2-month action plan, and how schools needs to think about some of the kids in wheelchairs and anything that they need to have. And also, chairs are very important to school. You can have cushions, chairs on wheels, regular chairs, which won't be the best choice for the ultimate school. You can even have yoga ball chairs and many more. So last but not least, the most important part about a school is technology. You need carts, Chromebooks, interactive boards, and many more pieces of technology. I hope to see that some of my suggestions go in the new school. Thank you for your time. We would like to invite you to our exhibition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I think we're going to introduce you all to Mr. Kosovar, who's working with planning the new building, so he can get some of your good ideas, right? I have a question. Donna said her favorite part was the extended learning area, right? Okay, and I wanted to ask the boys, you came up with all these ideas. What's the one thing that you would pick that the new school, the classrooms, must have? Can you come up with your favorite?
Technology.
And I have one more question. Did you like those the balls that you the one to bring?
Bring those over. Sure. Jim, can you
bring one over and demonstrate it? Yes.
And while he's bringing that over, my question is, why are those so much better than regular chairs? Because adults, sometimes we don't really get that. We're used to regular chairs. So you can move around because there's a yoga ball in there and some. Kids with ADHD, that's something good because sometimes they need to move around and that helps them focus a lot. So that's nice. Very, very nice.
Be afraid I'd fall off. Any other questions?
I think about you almost asked a question that you hope. You hope that some of your ideas will be included in the new school. Something else that you did today show that you're part of the community process, right? We're all very interested in what you have to say. Some people in the room have not had an opportunity to hear your idea. Today we've heard it. Now it's up to all of us to possibly put it to work, right? So something else that you've learned today as well, and we thank you.
Thank you.